You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. We welcome in Country Tom, our country expert. Sponsored by Clay Cooper's Country Express in Branson on Power 96.5.
So we have a different edition of Country Tom today. We welcome in Country Huey.
Country Huey. Now, I love it. It rolls right off the tongue.
It really does.
The reason that we have you in here is because you know absolutely nothing about country music, and we do a top trending country story of the week with Tom, so we thought we'd bring you in here to give a shot at it as well.
You know, it's funny. I don't know anything at all about country music. I hate country music, actually. I'm going to go that far as to say that, but I have worked so many country music concerts. Like, I've met so many country artists that just wasted on me.
You could care less about them.
Yes, yeah.
You really haven't. You've met so many country artists that you could care less about meeting. Like, you don't know who they are.
So many. I feel like I've probably met, like, the Ed Sheeran equivalent of country artists that I'm just like, I don't. Who are you? Doesn't matter. Super nice.
That's Joe Nichols.
Joe Nichols.
I don't know who that is. Probably met him. Probably met him.
Who is the David Guetta of country?
Oh.
Keith Urban?
Yeah, sure. I remember we gave Randy Houser a ride to the airport for like a thing once, and like his band.
Yeah.
And like I didn't even know that he was the front man until we took him to the thing, like until we got him to the place. They're like, that was him.
You didn't know who was the famous one in the band?
Yeah, I just thought like I was carrying the band. But he was there.
And you're like, and your name is?
Yeah. Totally wasted on me.
BTS is the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. So since you don't know anything about country music, Chelsea has some country artists that she is going to give you. And you are going to tell us as much as you know about that artist.
Okay. Awesome. It's going to be very little.
He's like the opposite of an expert in country music. Yeah, like Tom. It's the exact opposite. So this is going to be fun. All right, tell us about Brad Paisley.
I like that his name is a pattern.
Okay.
I know he wears a cowboy hat. I always see him wearing a cowboy hat, right?
Yeah.
And doesn't he have a goatee?
Maybe, yeah, I think
maybe
he does.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of the time.
Yeah. That's probably, to be fair though, that's like 95% of country artists have a goatee.
He usually hosts the award shows with Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
Yeah, and they kicked him off. They got bored of him.
They kicked him off. Oh, no.
Oh, he did it with Peyton Manning.
No.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. You're as bad as Huey. That was Luke Bryan. Oh, wow.
Oh, see, yeah, maybe I was thinking of Luke Bryan, actually.
Brad Paisley sings that Tick song.
Yeah, I want to check you for ticks.
You for ticks.
Yep. No, that can't
song.
Be true.
That's a real song.
Yep.
I'm going to check you for ticks.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's called Ticks. Look it up. Can you tell me who Brad Paisley's married to?
No. Is it a famous person?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was married. I mean, I guess I should have assumed he was married. He's married to a famous
Sigourney Weaver.
No, please tell me that's not the case. I love Sigourney Weaver, and I didn't want to have
you don't want to have her married.
For
No, it's the girl from Father of the Bride.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, she's famous.
I know Father of the Bride with Steve Martin.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't
there
know
you
who
go.
The bride
okay.
is.
Okay, what's our next right. country artist for Huey, who's sitting in for Country Tom this week?
Eric Church.
I know the name.
Okay. He's like one of the most famous country artists.
He's one of the most famous country artists. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I would have never guessed that. I think we've maybe worked a show for him before in the past. I don't. No, I couldn't even tell you what he looks like.
That's it?
I don't know anything about it. His name is Church. I've heard of those.
This is so much better than I thought. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we'll move on. Lauren Elena.
I've never even heard that name, dude.
Really?
No, I haven't either.
Is that a famous country singer?
She got second runner-up on American Idol with Scotty McCreery.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... Is that your Scotty McCreery?
Yeah.
I have heard that name.
Lorraine.
What's her name?
What?
What's her name?
Lauren Lauren Elena.
Lauren Elena.
That's pretty good. Does he have a really deep voice or something?
Yeah. No, okay. He has.
It's the opposite.
He's falsetto.
There is a lot of... Why are like half of today's country stars ex American Idol or The Voice winners?
How you get famous now.
I guess.
That and TikTok.
Only in country. That only works in country music.
That's actually so true.
I've never seen someone come out of America's Got Talent or anything like that and make it as a pop star.
It's harder.
Yeah. I guess Kelly Clarkson, but she kind of started as country, right?
I don't know. No, she's always in pop, but she's an exception.
She's the one and only.
Yep. Tell me about John Party.
I do know that name. I like that his name is Party. It seems like he would like to party.
Yeah. I mean, what a host.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an MC to your fiesta, you're asking John Party to be there.
Of course you're asking John Party to be there. No, I don't know anything other than that. I couldn't name a song, if that's what you're asking.
Neither could I.
You don't know who he is
either?
I've never
heard of John Party.
Oh, man.
I've heard the name just because, again, like working in promotions.
You know names, but that is where it
is. That is all I know.
Yeah. You know names and when tickets go on sale.
Yeah, I know Garth Brooks and Shania Twain.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
That's it.
So apparently Huey is not going to John's party.
Watch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.